B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show.
Hello?
And Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
This time, we come.
Chills! I got chills!
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
This time, we coming. Jason Peters.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, happy Tuesday of Saints Week across the Delaware Valley. And after the exhilaration of Cody Parkey's miss with the fingernail tip, as that sits, kind of goes in the rearview mirror, and we move to the Saints and the Eagles' chances, Jason, for the Saints, I started thinking about something. And it's what we talked about, you and I, about Nick Foles and the magic of Nick Foles. And it's not only just magic, but it's also intellect. It's also being a quarterback that was able to decode the Bears' defense, right? Wasn't that one of the things that we talked about with our numerous guests, was Foles being able to decode Bears' defense? Not only did he do it, but he also called the game-winning play to Golden Tate.
Again.
The go-ahead touchdown that wound up winning the game, he called that play. It's amazing. Just like Philly, right? We remember that. We remember like yesterday when he goes over the sideline, he goes, "You want Philly? And Doug says, yeah, let's do it. Why not?
Yep.
Well, the same thing as they were over there talking, and he said, you know, he studied those situations with the game on the line. They like to blitz. They like to bring a lot of pressure. And here's the quote. So, you know, why don't we move the pocket and put one of our best guys on one of their guys and let them win? So Doug and I discussed it, and he was all for it. Bring in Golden Tate, called by Nick Foles. The legend continues.
Yeah, it's stunning, man. The guy cracked the code. And he went on to say, too, and Doug Peterson said, you know, you can't be scared to speak your mind in situations. And the chemistry that those two have, not many head coaches, Anthony, will go by the suggestion of a player and say, sure. A lot of these guys are saying, I'm the genius. You run what I call. But for Nick Foles to do it again and call the play, because he's the guy on the field. He has the feel of the game that nobody on the sideline can have.
All right, so this
he
is
he does it
what?
Again. Crack the code.
When we had our little argument about Doug Peterson, this is what I meant for him being a great coach and maybe not the greatest X and O man strategist, but that being the best coach matters, right? Being a leader matters. And this is what he said.
And being malleable matters.
Well, that's the point.
That's right.
The point is, it's not about look how smart I am that I called the play. It's about I'm going to go with one of my players.
Yeah, one of my guys. You know, it's a rarity in pro sports and college sports for a guy to be like that. It really is.
It's a sport of geniuses, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's a genius.
Yep.
So this is what Doug said. And this is what I meant, that Doug, I have the ultimate respect as a leader, because this is what Doug said. At the end of the day, they are playing the game, not me. I'm over on the sideline where it's a little more relaxed. They're the ones out there playing. And so it does come from learning and watching through my days of playing and being a backup and watching the starter. So he listened to Nick Foles because that's being a great coach. Like, that's being a coach that it doesn't matter. I don't need to be the genius. You got a feel? Go for it.
Yeah. You're the guy on the field. You're the guy that knows that if you move the pocket in this situation and let your guy get in a one-on-one battle, that it's going to work out. And I'll tell you what, you know, when Nick Foles retires, he's going to be a great offensive coordinator because he's a hell of a play caller. I mean, he really is. And he's got a great feel for the game. And, you know, this experience of Doug being malleable to his suggestions and those things will transfer to him as a coach, maybe if that's what he wants to do. But right now we're living in the moment. And it is incredible that this has happened again. You have the fingertip that saved a season, but it's the play. And you brought up the term yesterday that this wasn't a gift win. This wasn't them choking. They earned it because Nick Foles drove them down the field 60 yards in 3 minutes and 52 seconds. Went to the sideline when they called that timeout. And boy, that was a big timeout to call. Very important because they had this conversation, right? And Nick was able to get that play in there. They earned it.
That's an amazing piece of the puzzle, too.
Yeah.
Because quite frankly, I might have not called timeout because I want to save it. God forbid I miss. I have all three timeouts to pin the Bears deep and force them apart and still have enough time to go at it again.
And get the ball back. You're absolutely right. That's the clock was stopped there on the incomplete pass to Aguilar. So it's like, you know, I think Al Michaels even mentioned, he goes, they use a timeout. That's a kind of a weird time to use a timeout with a stopped clock situation.
But then he even said, but I guess it's more important.
The play.
Yeah.
And it was so important because had they not called the timeout, a play would have been sent in and it wouldn't have been that play.
No,
the reason that play was called is because of the suggestion.
Right. It's that Nick goes over there and he had to feel, all right, let's see. Let's go. Let's move the pocket.
Yep.
And let's have one of our guys win.
Yeah.
Which is a brilliant, brilliant call. I knew it. I said to you.
Yeah.
Foles called that play.
Yeah.
You could see it. Like, that's a field play. What a great, great play. And again, I applaud Doug for listening. Like, that's what a coach does. You're supposed to be the general. That's what a coach is, the general.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be
ivory tower guy.
The specialist, a brilliant, beautiful mind, right?
Yeah.
You know, you got to be the general.
Yeah, and look, you got to listen to the guys that are on your front line as a general to tell you what's going on, because you're not out there on the front line.
No.
And it's something that's very uncommon in big-time sports.
Oh, and this is why.
Would Nick Saban do that? Hell no.
Well, he actually does.
Listens to his guy?
Well, his defense, his offensive coordinator runs their offense.
Mm-hmm. So he's not the play caller. Yeah, I know what you mean. But, like, I mean, he's such an arrogant guy that he's got it all figured out.
I don't know.
There's guys like that.
See him lose.
Yeah. Oh, God, I loved it.
It was good to see them lose last night.
They got their ass kicked last night. I loved it.
Yeah.
But you're right. This story, Anthony, has so many different tentacles at this point, too. And this other part of it is that Nick Foles has the balls to say those kind of things.
Well,
and get the play in there, and Doug has the malleability.
What I applaud Nick for was he decoded. See, what made him so good in that game Sunday was, you know, look, I mean, he figured out what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they made adjustments, just like the Bears did. Like, the Bears, you know, without a doubt, Trubisky saw Maddox jumping routes.
Yep.
Somebody saw it on that Bears sideline.
They started the shoulder.
And they started shoulder, double move. And, you know.
Big plays.
But you got to be able to do that, right, as the game goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Nick was able to move the ball in the most important part of the game, with everything on the line, he drove 60 yards. And he drove 60 yards against an incredible defense, the best defense in the game.
Yeah, yeah. At 2 years in a row, he's done this against the top defense in the NFL. And you said yesterday the Bears defense even better than that Vikings one last year. And to do that.
Yeah, this is way more impressive than that.
What a spot, right?
It's on the road.
Yeah.
It's on the road. And not only is it on the road, it's against a team with that kind of defense and that kind of home field.
Yeah, you're right. It's so impressive what he did. And the legend continues. I did Toronto radio this morning, a morning show that I've gone up there all the time talking about it. And they're like, how do you explain this? And it's inexplainable. I can't explain it. Other than to say that, I was a skeptic and I no longer am.
Inexplicable, my friend. You're right.
It's great. And, you know, I want to ask you about this coming up. We got to take a timeout. And 610-632-0975. But I'm on the gravy train, you know? Them getting into the playoffs put me on the gravy train. Like, anything that happens now going forward is gravy to me. If they would have lost the Bears game, it would have been disappointing for sure. But I wouldn't have been outraged. They've already surpassed my expectation. Getting into the playoffs made the season a success for me. I'm good. So I'm on the gravy train. This is all gravy. Now, do I want more gravy? Hell yeah. I want to take it all the way. But I want to ask you, are you on the gravy train? Are you, when you kind of go into your mind, because before the season it was like NFC Championship.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
But that changes.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
610-632-0975. The legend of Nick Foles. The story continues. 610-632-0975. Jeff McLean will join us from the Philadelphia Inquirer, philly.com, at 11:30. So we'll talk to Jeff and all things Eagles as the playoffs continue on the way to the Saints, on the way to New Orleans. Back after this on 97.5.
New Orleans. Hey, come see us Friday at the beautiful new Sportsbook at Parks Casino, right off Street Road, exit of 95, Parks Casino. Pennsylvania's number one casino. It's so close to everywhere in the Delaware Valley. Today and tomorrow, the Parks Casino Sportsbook is open to the public for testing. So from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., sports betting will officially launch at Parks Casino this Thursday at 2 o'clock, pending the PGCB testing and approval. The Parks Casino Sportsbook is a game day destination, sports betting hotspot for NFL, MLB, NBA, college sports, soccer, boxing, MMA, golf, tennis, and much more. Amazing viewing experience with HD TV screens everywhere in Parks Sportsbook. 16-by-9-foot screens that can show 28 games can play at the same time. Wow, 7 teller windows, full-service bar, comfortable seating to watch the games, 26 self-service kiosks, and coming very soon, Parks Casino will be offering sports betting at the South Philly Turf Club, sports betting at the Valley Forge Turf Club to open later this year, and permanent sports book to open in mid-2019. Must be 21, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The conversation is just that. It's open. It's honest. It's real. It's based on what he's seeing, based on what we're seeing as coaches, what I'm seeing as a play caller. And, you know, if the instinct is right, if the gut feel is right, we go with it.
You want Philly Philly?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes!
All right, we were just talking about this. This is important stuff when it comes to the fight between good and evil.
Yeah.
So we got a kick yesterday. One of our listeners yesterday tipped us off to the ZZ Top song about Jesus going, he's leaving Chicago, bound for New Orleans.
Yeah, Jesus just left Chicago is the song. And there was a guy on Twitter 2 days ago, the day of the game, that apparently posted it. Maybe that's where the guy who suggested it to me picked it up. And he was playing it on his guitar.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm going to go play it, and then you read the lyrics, and it's Jesus just left Chicago on his way to New Orleans.
It's awesome. We got California,
the whole thing.
Here it is.
Such a good blues riff, too. I love it.
I love it, too.
I figured out how to play it last night, by the way, when I got over the Flyers game. Yeah.
You got to do it tomorrow.
Bring it in acoustic?
Yeah.
Let me give you another twist. 3, ZZ Top, Tres Hombres. From where? Texas. Singing about who? A quarterback from Texas.
By the way, on the drums or on the bass, do you see it? It says Dallas.
Oh, really? Well, they're from Texas. Yeah.
Yeah, it says Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, this is a great song, right? So then you said that. We were talking about ZZ Top. ZZ Top? No.
ZZ Top sings that song.
Right,
yeah.
But who sings The Devil Went Down to Georgia?
Devil Went Down to Georgia. A lot of people have suggested that on Twitter, but The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And it's an old school song. And
what's the guy with the banjo?
I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Damn. I'll Google it.
You, Mr. Music?
I know. I can't believe I can't think of it right now.
It's an obvious one. Even I know that.
Yeah. So The Devil's going down to Georgia, right, where the Super Bowl is.
Right, so you thought the devil was the Chiefs, was Big Red.
Yeah, because the devil wears red.
Big Red.
Oh, Charlie Daniels.
Charlie Daniels band, yeah. Right? So, show cuss, that's pretty weak on your part.
That's a bad miss.
So Andy's not the devil. He's not even close to the devil.
Well, Andy spawned all the other guys along the way.
Right.
Let's go have a ham sandwich.
No, the real battle between good and evil takes place before the Super Bowl. The devil went down to Georgia. Now, that's Jerry Jones.
He's the devil?
He's the true devil.
This is not a damn debate, guys.
So, this is where your prediction between Eagles-Cowboys and the NFC Championship game is going to come to fruition.
Oh, my God, if that happens.
Because he's the devil. We already know who Nick Foles is.
Oh, he's
we don't need to say
Stations of the cross.
Right. St. Nick is St. Nick.
Yeah.
All right? So St. Nick, this sets up the ultimate battle on a football field between good and evil.
Yeah.
Between the good guy, between the just soul, the savior, Nick Foles, and the snake. The serpent.
The serpent.
Jerry Jones.
And Nick the Slayer. Nick the Savior.
This
Nick
is
the
what's going to happen. Yeah. I so truly believe it now. Oh, my God. I believe it like it was written in Exodus.
And you want the Cowboys. You don't need the Cowboys. You want the Cowboys.
Yes.
I do, too. I want the Cowboys.
Corinthians.
It was written. The mosquito.
It has been written. Therefore, it has been determined.
This is what's going on. This is the ultimate battle between good and evil. Think about it. Good and evil needs. It's not going to always play out in the most grave form, which is obviously some sort of war.
Yeah.
Sometimes it plays out in the most like almost
obtuse.
Yeah, obtuse is a good word.
Yeah.
But it always plays off in this sort of arena.
Well,
the arena, because this arena catches more eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's got more influence.
Yeah, exactly. And every good story is the struggle of good versus evil.
Yeah.
I mean, look at you look at everything. You look at Star Wars. It is the good versus evil. It's the Empire versus all the great stories in our time. Are good versus bad. The WWE and WWF and the storylines are all good versus evil.
Yeah, it's the oldest story. It's the oldest plot. There's only seven plots.
Yep.
And that's plot number one, good versus evil.
Yep, and it always plays out. And sometimes you fall in love with the evil side because they're likable in some ways.
That's the anti-hero.
Yeah, exactly. They're identifiable for you, like in The Sopranos. They were the bad guys, but you loved them.
Right.
But it is the good versus evil, and it's more pronounced in this version if they were to win this game and play the Cowboys in the championship game. It's the ultimate good versus evil.
Yeah, because I think the Rams are limping. So here's the thing. Todd Gurley is terrific. He's a great, great player.
Phenomenal.
And his ankle is shot. I think his ankle's in worse shape. They've been talking about C.J. Anderson. I think that ankle's really bad.
That's part of the offense you don't want to get rid of.
Right. And so what happens is, and you've seen them be vulnerable, the Rams, right? Not only because, the Eagles beat them, but you've seen Goff look real shaky.
15-6 to the Bears. Remember
right.
He looked overwhelmed at points against the Eagles, didn't he? Remember that interception he threw?
Yeah.
When he's patter-footing back there? Anthony, you use the term, crack the code or decode the Bears. The Rams are a team that has had the code cracked on them as well. Like the team that the Eagles are going to play on Sunday is not the same team that they played on November 18th.
Agreed.
And it's the same thing for the Rams. While those teams were high flying and zipping up and down the field the first 12 weeks of the season, you put a lot of stuff on film, people adjust, and the code gets cracked. And the Eagles use that code against the Rams when they went out there.
Yes.
That the Bears cracked.
Yes.
And then you start imitating that. So this dream of Eagles, Cowboys in a championship game, good versus evil,
could be a reality. It's a huge step forward with both teams winning this past weekend. So here it is. It could definitely happen.
Absolutely.
And it would set the stage for the ultimate. Like the ultimate Philadelphia story on a sequel, right? Like think about the sequel and you go, all right, well, the first one is this incredible tale that takes, that vanquishes the Patriots.
Yep.
Right? Because
the other evil empire.
Right. The Patriots were the biggest rival. They beat us in the Super Bowl in 04.
Yep.
Brady, Belichick, the whole thing.
The team of the last decade plus.
So you vanquish that in the first one, right? The first one is Nick Foles slays Tom Brady and Belichick.
Yeah.
All right. Now you start to think about, all right, what's the second one? What could possibly top the first one? Well, you get in on the skin of your teeth with help from the foe that you face in the first round. Then you go and play the team that talked trash about you all last year, said you were going to, if they would have played you, they would have beat you, smacked you down 48-7,
this time,
ran up the score. Don't forget that they ran up the score. Uh-huh. Sean Payton ran up the score. Mr. Whoville himself.
Yeah.
All right? Tried to run up the score and embarrass the Eagles. Then you face the evil in Dallas after the Cowboys beat you twice, stole one for the refs, and then the sequel ends with a victory over Big Red.
Well,
and the Godfather.
Yeah, it is. It's the Kiss the Ring. And it's all in play.
That's the sequel that you go, wow.
That was better than the original.
Yes, it's Godfather 2.
Yeah, and that's the better movie. You're right about that. And it goes back, like Godfather 2, to your roots at Andy in the Super Bowl, going back to the old country after, you know, a lot of that movie takes place there in Vito's early days. And that's the story of the Super Bowl and Doug coming up under.
You can't make it. You can't write it. I mean, the way this thing is taking form and taking shape, it's outrageous.
The greatest story in sports ever told.
It is. Someone, and I forget who it was, and forgive me, it's somebody from the NFL Network, called Nick Foles the greatest story in the history of the NFL.
Wow. That's a lofty statement.
He called Nick Foles, and I got to find out, Andrew, if you do me a favor and check for me. Thank you, brother. The greatest story in the history of the NFL.
Wow.
And you know what?
I don't know.
He's right.
He might be right.
He's right. When I think of all these incredible stories that this wonderful league has given us. You know, Kurt Warner's an amazing story, right?
Yep.
Going from being a bagger at the supermarket.
Yep.
To being a Hall of Fame quarterback. That's an incredible story.
However, Bowl champion, yeah.
However, as great as that story is, it's still not Nick Foles because there's one arc. It's an ascent. The Kurt Warner story is an escalator ride to the sky.
To Canton.
All right?
Yep.
That's the story. Nick Foles, it goes from obscurity, goes from, really, go back to high school. He goes from high school, the bro. There he is, my main man. He goes from high school, where he breaks Drew Brees' all the records, to Arizona, actually to Michigan State,
then to
has to transfer to Arizona, is one of a bad Arizona team, somehow gets drafted, kind of flounders, then somehow becomes this 27-2 wonder kid, is in the Super Bowl with 7 touchdown passes, and then falls, by the way, at Chip Kelly. And then goes to obscurity.
Jeff Fisher.
Right. And then is about to leave until he's rescued by the Godfather, Andy Reid. So his career's rescued. And then he wins the Super Bowl. But he's not done. All right, because that's great. He wins the Super Bowl. That's kind of like Kurt Warner. The story eclipses Kurt Warner when the true savior, or what I say, Ginger Jesus, is back, only to be lost again. And he rescues the season for a second time, gets him in the playoffs. and is on the precipice of this incredible story.
And that takes us to exactly where we are right now. How does this story end is the thing that we're all trying to figure out. And it feels magical again. It just feels magical. You know, I'm not a skeptic anymore. But are you on, is this gravy for you?
When you asked that before the break, by the way, Peter Schrager from the NFL,
he's the one
who authored Nick Foles is the
greatest
best
story
in the history of the league, and I think it is. I agree with him. Do I think it's gravy? Well, no, I don't. I think the story needs to continue. Mm-hmm. I mean, for us to sit here,
it's not done, but
for us to sit here and talk about this incredible story. No, I'm not going to be angry if they lose to the Saints again. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But no, it's not gravy. I'm expecting them to win. I'm expecting the story to continue.
Yeah, I am too. But this is all house money now.
No, it's only house money if you win.
Yeah, that's the only way you collect house money. But I'm not, I'm not depending on this money to pay my mortgage.
Well, I got news for you. I think to become the great, great story that it is, you need to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, against Big Red.
I don't know. I want it to continue. So I know we all want it to continue.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I think it's more than just gravy. I think there's something heavier on the line. You know what's on the line is that. What Peter Schrager said.
The greatest story ever.
Like defending the defending champs. And it's not just Nick Foles, even though he's at the front of this whole thing.
He's the face.
But, you know, it's Jason Peters, and Darren it's Darren Sproles.
Jordan Hicks.
It's Michael Bennett.
Yep.
I mean, it's all these dudes, right? So this whole thing this whole thing needs to happen.
Yeah. Frankly, it's still Malcolm Jenkins and Chris Long, and it's Avante Maddox now. And Rasul Douglas.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who it is.
But this whole thing needs to continue. I mean, you know, it's worth more than just house money. Oh, they lost, you lost. There's something bigger on the line.
Yeah.
You think Jason Peters is going to go if they lose? Oh, all right, it's okay, it's okay. Yeah.
I got a ring last year even though I didn't play. No, it's not going to feel that way. You're right. Let's check our poll today brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com.
This time, we coming.
Yeah, Andrew put it on 975 Middays. The quote that I said, anything that happens now is gravy to me. To me, making the playoffs made the season a success. So do you agree with that statement? 66% say yes, successful season already. 34% say no, I still got higher expectations. So that's the deal. 610-632-0975 is the number. And is it the greatest story the NFL has ever told? The NFL is the greatest league now in sports. It was baseball forever. But this may be the greatest story. It certainly is in Philadelphia sports. And it may be the greatest story ever in the NFL. Nick in Collegeville starts us off on the Fanatic. What's up, Nick?
How's everybody doing?
Great.
Listen, first of all, Charlie Daniels is who you're looking for. Not Chase Daniels, not Jeff Daniels, Charlie Daniels. Devil goes down.
Yeah,
not Chase Utley.
Listen, Nick Foles is the prodigal son who has a relapse this year and comes back as a prodigal son. You know, he went away and dad called him back, and you know. So anyway, these two games that stick in my brain is Nick Foles going toe to toe with this evil genius and Tom Brady, and just going blow to blow to blow, like a heavyweight fight to the 12th round, and Tom Brady throws a haymaker at the end, and he ducks it, and he wins the bout. And then Sunday was just like an old-fashioned grudge match, man. Like, every yard, every inch was accounted for. It was like both defenses were calculating points on inches. Like, if you get an inch, you get like 0.7 points. And they were literally defending every single yard marker, every single, you know, third and one. And Nick Foles, he just trudges along. And and what I like about him is it seems like early in the game, he kind of dissects a little bit and makes some mistakes, like the interception in the end zone. But when the fourth quarter comes, he's like a computer now. He did all the permutations, and so what do you need from me? Get in the end zone? Okay. And he finishes with going over with the timeout and going, Doug, let's do this.
He's like a computer mind that calculates all the different derivatives and things that can happen. And in that drive, he knows where to go.
No, he's not a computer.
He's got too much heart.
Yeah, he's not a computer. He's not. That's the wrong. That's the wrong analogy.
Okay, what I'm saying.
He's a Mensa.
No, I know what you're saying, but it's the wrong analogy. He is the again. When you're omnipotent or all knowing, you're not just. You're not a machine. You're not artificial intelligence. You're not artificial intelligence.
You're like a Mensa. You can calculate these things.
Omnipotent, right, is Yahweh.
Yeah.
That's God.
Yeah, I know who Yahweh is.
No, but
you lose me on that. You lost me on omnipotent. Right. I felt limp on that.
but that's what he is, right? Like all kidding aside, because I know where I'm, driving this, I love this kind of religion storyline. This spiritual storyline. I love the whole thing to death. And I'm driving into the ground. But he understands the game so well, he will become a great play caller.
He really will.
Like, look at what he did. He called, I don't know how many plays the guy's called. We just know the two biggest plays in the history of the franchise.
Both on fourth down.
All right. He called.
You want Philly?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, and he did the same thing. Like, this is outrageous. He did the same thing to Golden Tate. And he said, I can't believe this story. I love it.
Yeah, Tim McManus wrote it, by the way.
T-Mac says, and he quotes Foles, we were over there talking, and I figured, from studying them in those situations where the game is on the line, they like to blitz and bring a lot of pressure. So why don't we move the pocket and put one of our best guys on one of their guys and let them win? So Doug and I discussed it, and he was all for it.
Wow. That's amazing, isn't it? On fourth down again, season on the line.
That's outrageous. It's so unbelievably cool. It's so cool. And Doug gets all the credit as the general. The general. And when he says this, at the end of the day, they are playing the game, not me. Mm. I'm over on the sideline where it's a little bit more relaxed. And he got into it. Like, that is incredible. And then as Foles ran back to the sideline, he said, I was feeling it. I was feeling it right there.
He said that to Doug. And Doug goes, I know. That's awesome. What a story.
That's awesome.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. Got a couple open lines as the journey continues. The greatest story in the NFL history continues as the Eagles will head to New Orleans to take on the Saints, who beat them 48-7 on November 18th. The Midday Show. Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez is back after this.
All right, I got to talk to you about one of the most convenient, affordable ways to help with your cleanup. It's called the Bagster Bag. You're getting ready to clean up for the new year. Get rid of all the junk. The holidays are over. You got to get all kinds of stuff you got to do, projects you got to do. Try the Bagster Bag, a 3-cubic yard dumpster to bag sold at Home Depot and Lowe's and local home improvement stores everywhere for only $29.99. We did the purge and threw all the bad luck in the Bagster last year. Look, the Bagster, everybody knows the Bagster by now. Everybody knows if you have some kind of issues at the house, if you're a contractor and you need it, you got to go get the Bagster Bag. Well, we just threw the Bears in the Bagster Bag. Gone. Cody Parkey. We threw, and it holds 3,300 pounds. So it holds basically 33 Cody Parkeys. I mean, think about that for a second. It can handle any job. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com. Find a store nearest you for more details. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster. Dumpster in the bag.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We'll
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com.
And then they go into the playoffs as this hungry dog, bird, underdog thing that they had going on. Travel to Dallas or Chicago, win in the wild card round, go to the divisional round, beat either the Saints or the Rams teams that they have had success on in recent years. And then they go to the Super Bowl again. Is Nick Foles the greatest story in the history of sports?
The history of sports? Not even the NFL.
Well, let's just go NFL. When you think, seriously, when you think, this is a fun little exercise. When you think of the great stories, you like to do your top five Tuesday, whatever it is, right? So if you're thinking about your the top five NFL stories in sports, and, you know, as the day goes on, let's try to think of them, and then we'll stack Nick against them.
Okay.
All right, so the Kurt Warner story is a huge one, right? So that's definitely a top fiver.
No question about it. That is one of the greatest sports stories, from bagging groceries, as you laid out, all the way through. It's one of the greatest ever. Absolutely. So are we including all sports?
No, let's just do NFL.
Okay.
Let's just do NFL stories. Do NFL stories is it.
I'm trying to think of the biggest stories in NFL history, like stories of redemption. I mean, this story.
Well, you know, whatever the story can be. I mean, it doesn't have to just be redemption. It could have many different qualities.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, one of the great stories of the league is the story of the first family of football.
Mm-hmm.
Much like the Bush family is to politics, the Manning family is to the NFL.
Sure. The story of the Patriots is one of the great stories of NFL history. The domination in this
era. Tom Brady, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, 199.
If you go from Tom Brady being the fifth round pick out of Michigan.
Yeah.
Or Belichick, quitting his job? He was with the Jets, right, before he went to the Patriots?
So there's another story out there, and I'm not sure what legs it has, but, you know, there is a story that Bob Kraft is talking to, I want to say, Bob Irsay from the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having this conversation, and it's during the Drew Bledsoe. It's that year. And Irsay asked Kraft, how are things going with your new with your coach? How are things going with your coach? And he's talking about Belichick. And he's like, good. He's a really good. He's a sharp guy. It's a shame I'm going to have to fire him.
Wow.
And that was the year they went on to win the Super Bowl.
0-1.
And beat the Rams.
0-1, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Drew Bledsoe gets hurt. Brady comes to the rescue.
He was going to fire. Like I can almost see those quotes in like neon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. They started out the season.
I'm going to have to fire.
Yeah. The Patriots appeared doomed after they lost Bledsoe and started 0-2, by the way. But sixth-round pick Tom Brady led the Patriots to a division title, and then one of the most unlikely Super Bowl wins ever as they knocked off the heavily favored St. Louis Rams. And it's almost crazy to think that what changed when Brady came into that mix was the most dominant team in the history of the NFL over the longest period of time, with getting to eight Super Bowls.
I mean, think about that notion of they were going to have to move on from Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shame, I'm going to have to fire him. That's Belichick. Like, you know, in another parallel universe, Belichick's jobless right now. He's on TV.
Mm-hmm.
He's Brian Billick.
Whew.
Doing radio calls to us.
Yeah. The 2007 Giants, one of the great stories. Get into the playoffs at 10-6. Go on the road, have to go to Tampa Bay, Dallas, and Green Bay, get to a Super Bowl, and have to face the 18-0 Patriots and win that game?
Well, you know, that's my favorite. That's one of my favorites because that's starring Coach Spags.
Yeah. And the week 16, the final game of the season, they have the Patriots, and they play them straight up.
You know what? We should call Coach Spags up because that game coming, because much like Nick Foles says to Doug Peterson about, you know, this is the play we need.
Mm-hmm.
That day, going off the field, he basically came up with the NASCAR package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was from his players.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of some of the other great NFL stories.
I mean, you could go Michael Orr, right? The Blind Side. I don't know how much that movie is factual. I know there's some things that aren't exactly true about the movie, but the fact that he came from nothing
yeah.
and made it to the NFL.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories of that. Guys fighting their way out of poverty or whatever, a situation to get to, you know, to be an NFL athlete. There's a lot of that. But this story has so many different twists and turns to it with Nick Foles, and it's got so much more longevity. Like, it's still going on. Just getting to the NFL made that story big. But Nick Foles' story is even crazier. I don't know that you'll match it. Now, Anthony, let me read this tweet for you real quick. And the guy had alerted to me, William Farrell on Twitter. And this is a Tony Dungy tweet.
Told you, go Farrells.
He loves the Farrells.
I'm a fan of the Farrells.
You're a fan
of
the Farrells.
I'm out on the Farrells.
And Tony Dungy tweeted this out yesterday, and he said, just a note for Eagle fans. In 2005, when I was coaching the Colts, we beat the Steelers in Week 12, 26-7, in a game we totally dominated. The Steelers came back to Indianapolis in the divisional round and beat us, then went on to win the Super Bowl. Playoffs are a new season. We'll see what happens.
You know, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And it happens, quite frankly, it happens a lot.
Happened to the Eagles.
Yes, you, in fact, were talking about it in
2008.
08, mm-hmm. Thanksgiving night.
Yep, the Eagles beat the Cardinals 48-20 Thanksgiving night. Remember the 48 number, too. And they went on to make the playoffs that year, 9-6-1.
Number two, it's eerie. Yeah. So I got chills.
So they squeak into the playoffs at 9-6-1.
Bumps.
Right? In the playoffs. Round one, they go to Minnesota, and they beat the Vikings 26-14. Is that Dante Culpepper in that team?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.